We the people of the ballpark are all in on baseball. We deserve dingers and dogs, sunshine and a beat, a place to take it all in and let it all out. Baseball for the people. Baseball is something else. Visit MLB.com/tickets and spend this summer with us. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hey, this is Richard Deitch, the host of the Sports Media Podcast. If you're interested in what's happening with all the places where you consume sports, the Sports Media Podcast has you covered.
I've been turning down interviews all week. Hoda Kotb reached out, Oprah, George Stephanopoulos. So I said no. I was booked on the Deitch Podcast before the Taylor Swift phenomenon. I must live up to my responsibility.
Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
It's a pretty good show. It's a pretty good show, if I say so myself. If you stick around, you may enjoy it. By the way, a special Valentine's Day edition of the John Kincaid Show filling in for the DA crew this Friday morning. And when I promise love and romance, don't underestimate me. I'm going to give you the opportunity to find the perfect way to woo her, to sweep her off her feet. On Friday, I will have insights for you. And I am the best gift giver, surprise planner, whatever. I can do it. And I'm not one of those people who has, it's like, oh, rent out an entire restaurant and have a table. Yeah, I'm not talking about something you got to pay $5,000, $10,000 to do. I can let you, you can tell me something. You're going to say, someone says I got $20 to spend. And I'm going to come up with something that is going to have you beating her off with a stick. That's what I'm telling you. So tune in Friday morning on the DA show. I'll be in for DA and the gang. And happy Valentine's Day in advance. I will not wish happy Valentine's Day to Kyle Glazer, though. I already have a Valentine, so I will not do that, but I hope he's having a fantastic week. And with baseball right around the corner, you'll hear more of Kyle during the course of the year. As Kyle, a week from today, I head on down to Northport, Florida for the first time for a week of Braves coverage. So baseball's here. I believe it's like it's crept up on us, but it's here.
Yeah, you know, this is the best time of the year when spring's right around the corner, baseball's back, and I think after all the off-the-field news this offseason, I think a lot of people are looking forward to just good old-fashioned baseball and games being played on the field.
I think people want some resolution, though, and they're trying to figure out, first of all, have we heard the last of the Astros story, and what are you hearing about the potential of the Red Sox story getting bigger and bigger?
We definitely have not heard the last of this, and this is pretty standard. Anytime there's a major scandal and a governing body issues a report, that report is very rarely the final word you hear about anything that's true in sports, that's true in politics, that's true of anything. So the Red Sox scandal, or accusations, I should say, is moving towards a resolution. The expectation is we will have something here in the next week or two. You know, you never really know, but the expectation is baseball wants to get this done, before spring training gets into full gear.
How can pitchers and catchers report for Boston this week when they don't have a manager?
They get on a plane and show up, but there's no question. I mean, this is a very
crazy,
unique situation, and it's kind of amazing. Now, obviously, the word has been out there that the Red Sox are ready to hire Ron Reddicke, the former Brewers manager, but the fact they haven't done so yet, everyone's just kind of waiting around. This has obviously been a very tricky offseason for the Red Sox on a number of levels. And, oh, by the way, the Mookie Betts trade still is not done yet. This has not been a banner offseason for the Red Sox by any stretch.
Well, if the Red Sox, if that deal doesn't go through, well, first off, the Reddicke deal, is there any chance that there's a dark horse candidate that potentially might end up being their manager? And right now, what do you do? How do you welcome David Price back into that locker room? Like, how do you even try to unify yourselves and say, everybody, okay, we're all going to be professionals here, or what?
Yeah, baseball players have a pretty unique ability. Professional athletes, really all of them, to kind of shut out outside noise. You kind of have to, especially in the social media age. So, again, you kind of take the blue collar, all right, I'm going to show up and do my job, and whatever happens, happens. But there's no question, everything that has happened has put a lot of players for a lot of teams in awkward positions, not just Betts and Price, if they have to show up in Red Sox uniforms to camp, I mean, guys with the Dodgers, guys with the Angels, guys with the Twins, it would be an awkward situation for all involved. And that's why I think we will see some sort of resolution, definitely before, you know, things really kick up. But with pitchers and catchers reporting Monday, I would imagine this is going to happen, whether it's later today or early tomorrow, because a lot of teams want to avoid those awkward situations.
I think there's very few teams, though, that could take on David Price's contract. And isn't that the only way the Dodgers were able to potentially swing a deal like that appears to be off the table?
Well, the fact that the Red Sox were willing to chip in money for about half of it certainly helps offset some of the costs. But even the Dodgers, you know, they had to send out some players to clear some money to take on both Betts and Price, you know, Jock Peterson and Ross Stripling, and that was about $10 million off the books. So I think every team that would do this, they would have to have the Red Sox offset some of it, as well as clear out some payroll. It's just such a massive amount of money taking on, you know, even half of what Price is owed, plus all of Betts' $27 million he won in arbitration. There's a lot of money changing hands that certainly limits the available pool of teams who could pull this off.
If the Dodgers are not the best team in the National League, who gives them a strong run for their money?
The Braves. You're going to see a lot of those young players, you know, continue to grow and become excellent, excellent players. I mean, Ronald Acuna already is a great player, but the year three breakout is very real. This is his third full year. We might see him take it to another level. They had a really sneaky good offseason, bringing guys like Cole Hamels and Will Smith. They really shored up that pitching staff. That, to me, if the Dodgers don't pull this off or, you know, don't ever address their actual bullpen, which is an issue, the Braves are the one that's, you know, poised to overtake them.
I can tell you, watching Alex Anthopoulos on a daily basis, I think he's one of the brightest minds in the game.
He is, absolutely. I think Toronto made a big mistake letting him go a few years ago. You know, he's the guy who helped get them back to the postseason after a 20-plus year absence. This is a really, really good baseball mind. Also, a good person in the sense that he's the type of guy you want leading your organization. And we see guys like Jeff Luhnow, who are the type of people you definitely don't want leading your organization, even if you're winning. Again, I think Anthopoulos checks a lot of boxes, and the Braves made a great hire there.
Just give me a little thumbnail on the Twins and the Yankees in the AL.
Yeah, I mean, the Yankees right now, I think, have to be the American League favorites. They were so close last year. They added Garrett Cole. You expect better health from a lot of their guys. And, you know, they're a very well-run team. Yes, they have tons of money, and that's huge. You can't discount that. But I think from just a general scouting apparatus, they're among the best in the game. I mean, the Yankees haven't lost a trade in years and years and years. They seem to always come out on top. You know, the Twins, I think what this deal means for them is important because they need starting pitching outside of Jose Berrios and Jake Odorizzi. They're relying on a lot of questionable guys with injury histories, Michael Pineda, Rich Hill, some unproven guys like Randy Dobnik and Devin Smeltzer. I actually think this trade is really important for the Twins because they need Kenta Maeda bad.
The craziest name that we may see a baseball insider predict as World Series champions this year. The craziest, like that would seem out of left field, that you think somebody may go, you know what, this team, if they put it all together, it could work.
Two teams that come to mind, both in the American League, the Angels. If all the pitching stays healthy and they've really bulked up that lineup and this trade goes through and they catch fire, especially with Joe Madden as the manager, I think that would be something you could craft a scenario. And the craziest one, I don't think we'll see it because I don't think anyone would step on the limb for it. But you look at the White Sox with all the pieces they acquired this offseason, Yasmani Grandal, Dallas Keuchel, Gio Gonzalez, Edwin Encarnacion, all the young talent they have. How many guys stepped up last year? Moncada, Anderson, Jimenez.
It's
a really interesting team.
They do. They seem pretty interesting. I'm looking forward to baseball season myself, and I'm sure we will be checking up and crossing the paths along the way. Thanks, Kyle. Appreciate it, buddy.
No problem. Anytime, John.
Introducing the all-new MLB Plus, your ticket to streaming baseball's best.
It's gone!
Enjoy MLB Network 24/7 with live out-of-market games and award-winning shows. Enhance game nights with MLB Big Inning, live and commercial-free. And hear live home and away radio broadcasts of every game, blackout-free. Even stream minor league games all season. It's all here and it's all new. Get MLB Plus for just $59.99 a year. Visit MLB.com/MLB Plus.
Hey, y'all. Poodle and Maddie here from Reality Gaze.
Grab your favorite thong, because for the first time, we're heading to the villa for the new season of Love Island USA.
I can't wait to watch Ariana babysit these shiny, oiled-up adults who I'm pretty sure aren't there for the right reasons.
From the home-wrecking bombshells to the absolute wreckage of movie night.
Pull up a daybed and join us every Wednesday for all the Love Island USA drama.
Find Reality Gaze wherever you get your podcasts.